you take us through what transpired from Monday to now that got you to this point here?
Yeah, just I had discussions with Mark and Roger's ownership, and again, this is really important to me. I can't stress enough that how well I was treated, how well I have been treated. Dignity, class, respect. Mark was outstanding. I obviously, there's a lot of people at Rogers I dealt with at the ownership level that were outstanding. This decision is solely mine. Mark gave me every opportunity to return. He was sincere in wanting me back, and I sincerely appreciate that as well. And I had great discussions with him and great dialogue. And I could say the same thing for ownership. And that obviously starts with Edward Rott Rogers. Was tremendous. I can't say enough from that standpoint. And that made it harder. That made it harder to make this decision. Again, I've been treated so well across the board in all my years here, and even with Mark coming in as well. I can't speak highly enough from that level. I just felt like, again, over these discussions, basically yesterday late afternoon, I had to make a final decision. I just didn't feel like this was the right fit for me going forward, and not an easy one. Obviously, everyone knows how I feel about the organization, the city, the country, it's hard. It's hard to leave the staff, but I just felt this was the right thing for me at this time.
Can you explain what the right fit means?
You know what? I just think it's, in fairness, I think obviously it's, I know the Rogers press release, talked about the length of the contract. And, I think that goes, I don't think anyone, I think everyone understands it wasn't about, Rogers and Mark were more than generous. Extremely generous. And again, I can't personally say thank you enough to all of them. I don't know that I don't know that it's fair to really get into any specifics. Out of respect to Rogers, to Mark, to the Blue Jays, to the organization. The one thing I can say is that one, I think the organization is in great hands. I mean, if you look at Mark's career and everything that's gone on, and then you look at you add that to the support that Rogers has given to the team. Especially over the years as we've continued to build, and now you get the support from all of Canada and the fan base. I meant what I said at the press conference on Monday. I do feel baseball is back on the map in Canada and Toronto, and I think this team's positioned exceptionally well, and I think it's just going to continue to get better. It's going to improve. So I'm always going to be a Blue Jays fan at heart. My kids are always going to be Blue Jays fans at heart, and I'm going to wish the team the best and be pulling for them. And I think they're going to have a great plan in the offseason, and I think they're going to go out and win the American League East next year.
Thank you.
The lines are open for anyone to jump in with their next question. Just remember to unmute your line and go ahead with your question. Please identify yourself.
Alex. It's Lance Brown at CTV in Toronto.
Hey, Lance.
We're sorry to lose you. I can tell you that much. Certainly the fans are. The one question I have is, you've been at this for so long trying to get this to where it is today. I don't know of another general manager who would walk away from something like this when you're that close.
Yeah, that's fair. And that's probably what made it hard. But I guess I just, again, I'm young in my age. I guess I'm getting older in my career, I guess. But, I just feel that, you need to make decisions in life for the reason you have to be true to yourself, which is important. You have to know what's important to you and what you value. I love the Blue Jays. That isn't going to change. But I would say that, again, it wasn't, by no means is this an easy decision, but it's just one I felt I needed to make.
Alex, it's Rob from AP. Was it a final say that Mark wanted on baseball decisions? Is that ultimately what forced your hand and you decided that you didn't want to return to that?
Yeah, and I don't think it's fair to get in. I know there's going to be a ton of speculation. The one thing I would say is that You know, again, like I've always said this, I've always respected the chain of command and respected the way our organization should run and need to run to make them efficient organizations. But at the same time, like anything else, you know, your work environment and things like that, you know, that's those are all things that can get speculated about and so on. But, you know, to talk about, you know, what went on specifically, I just think those things are private overall. But look, I think everyone's aware that, you know, it was Mark's desire and every intention for me to stay on. I mean, I don't want to speak for him, but he certainly expressed that to me repeatedly, and I'm extremely grateful for that. It was Roger's communications desire for me to stay on, and it was every intention to get that to happen, and it was mine as well. I had every intention and desire to stay on as well. You know, but ultimately, and I had a decision to make. And again, it was, and that's why I own this decision. I mean, this is my responsibility, and it falls on me. I can't, if anything, I mean, this is, you know, I can't say enough about both Mark and Rogers, the way they handled this process, and the respect and the time and everything that they gave to me and they afforded to me. So, you know, it's tough because you know me, I'm a pretty private guy, and I just don't think that, you know, specifics and things like that, you know, need to be discussed. And but I think the important thing to remember is I'm very grateful for everything I've had here. I'm very grateful for the opportunity. And again, I'm extremely excited and optimistic about where the organization is going. And again, I can't stress enough that it's in tremendous hands, and I think it's just going to continue to make great strides.
Fair to say that Mark wanted more of a say on baseball than Paul has had.
You know, I can't get into those type of things. I mean, look, I think at the end of the day, you guys will have your opportunity. And I think, you know, in fairness to Mark as well, is he hasn't even started yet. And I think that's something that needs to be acknowledged as well, is that he doesn't start till Monday. And, you know, we were so tied up into the playoffs. And, you know, and he was very respectful of that, respectful of me, respectful of Paul. And, you know, we were caught up in the season. And I think he even came out and said that in his press conference in Cleveland when he announced he left there. So, you know, I think any specifics in terms of going forward, plans for the organization, things like that, I think he's the appropriate person to answer that. And I don't think it's fair for me to comment on something like that.
Hey, Alex, Arden's Welling of Sportsnet. When did you begin to think that there was a possibility you wouldn't be returning to the Blue Jays in 2016?
No, I think any time, you don't have a contract, but again, I never worried about it. I mean, I could say my first, year I didn't have a contract when I worked as general manager, and even, you know, I know we didn't announce my next one, and I didn't want it announced. That was by design by me. I didn't want it to be out there. I signed a 5-year deal back then, and that one, you know, didn't get signed until, I think, 8 or 9 months after the fact. So, and I operated without a contract. But, look, I think any time you don't have anything done, there's always a chance. But, again, my goal, my desire was always to be with the Toronto Blue Jays, you know, for the remainder of my career, however long that was going to last. You know, there was no doubt about that for me, and I operated that way. So, you know, when we signed Vladdy Guerrero Jr. at the end of July as a 16-year-old, I had every expectation that, you know, I was going to be here to see him make his big league debut. You know, so those are all you know, those are all things that, you know, were expected and so on. And, you know, so I'm going to continue to be a fan of the team and continue to cheer for them. And, again, I'm excited for where they're headed. I think they're in a great position. And, you know, I think Mark and the staff and everybody here and Gibby, obviously, I think they're just going to take it to the next level and keep growing this thing.
If I can just follow up to that, just throughout this playoff run, was it kind of in the back of your head that maybe you were watching the final games you were going to watch as the general manager of the team?
You know, I was really trying to. It's tough. I obviously hadn't been through it before. I was just trying to enjoy it. And I wanted to. I guess I just wanted to enjoy it. I had a lot of thoughts going through my mind at the time, but I think my focus more than anything else, obviously other than doing everything you can from a front office perspective to help the team win, just try to enjoy it. And I think I did. I don't have any regrets with that. I think it was, it was amazing to see. And what the fans did and everything, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
That's awesome.
We both.
Hey, Alex. It's Mike Wilner. I'm just wondering. There's a lot of speculation that you're making this move because you've got something waiting for you, another job somewhere else. Is there something that we can expect to hear about you getting hired somewhere soon?
No, that I can say unequivocally. I have no job lined up. I don't have anything like that at all. My focus was on the Toronto Blue Jays, and it will be really through Saturday, at least. What happens after that, I have no idea. I've obviously my phone completely exploded today when the news broke, and I've had to talk to staff and so on. But next steps, things like that, I have plenty of time for that, and that wasn't even on my radar. My focus this past week was on this. And, for the organization, for everybody, I think this needed to get resolved. And, again, Mark, Rogers, everyone did everything they could. And I say that in the most respectful way. And I felt, I owed it to everybody else, too, that we needed to get this resolved. Our loyalty lies to the organization first and foremost, and we need to do what's best for the club. And I think that'll always – I think everyone would agree with that. So, we'll see what happens next steps, but I'll probably take a little bit of time to just recalibrate and weigh my options and look a lot of emails and texts and things like that and phone calls, and I'll see what comes up.
Oui, bonjour, Monsieur Antopoulos, Diane des Filles, RDS à Montréal. En français maintenant. Est-ce que vous voyez, évidemment, la grande question des gens, ici comme ailleurs, c'est être si près de la Série mondiale, pourquoi aujourd'hui vous quittez l'organisation des Blue Jays de Toronto?
Ah, c'est sûr que je croyais qu'on avait une équipe qui était une équipe qui pouvait gagner les Séries mondiales, mais les Royals, c'est sûr qu'ils ont joué vraiment bien, mais j'ai pas de doute du tout qu'on avait une équipe qui était capable, qu'on était prêt, comme vous avez juste dit. Après, j'ai pris beaucoup de temps à parler avec Mark Shapiro et Rogers, tous les deux. Puis je ne peux pas dire assez des bons mots de comment ils ont les conversations allaient. C'était vraiment bien, avec beaucoup de respect. Puis je ne peux pas dire assez que. C'est des gens qui ont vraiment, ils m'ont donné toutes les opportunités pour retourner ici. Puis je voulais retourner, mais en même temps, après des conversations, je croyais que c'était pas c'était pas la place pour moi pour continuer dans le rôle. Puis c'est pas quelque chose que je sais que c'est pas quelque chose. Personne voulait que ça arrive, mais en même temps, c'est moi qui ai fait la décision. C'est ma responsabilité. Puis pour moi, c'était la bonne décision.
Dernière question pour moi. Si j'ai bien compris en anglais, c'est pas une question d'argent. Est-ce que vous voulez parler des raisons qui font que vous partez, ou c'est quelque chose que vous voulez garder pour vous?
Oui, je peux dire que tout le monde, Mark Shapiro, Rogers, était extrêmement généreux avec un offre pour être ici. Puis je suis vraiment grateful en anglais. Ils ont fait des choses comme ça, puis ils vont faire des choses comme ça. Mais pour moi, les raisons des choses comme ça, je sais que c'est difficile à dire ça, mais je crois que c'est des choses privées. Je peux juste dire que j'ai juste des bons mots à parler à tout le monde ici. Puis je suis heureux, puis je suis content que l'organisation puis les Blue Jays sont dans des bonnes mains, puis ils vont continuer à vraiment être une équipe extraordinaire. Puis j'ai toute la confiance en Mark Shapiro, entre Rogers, puis tout le monde, tous les employés qui sont ici.
Merci beaucoup.
Québec, c'est juste pas ce que m'entend Sébastien Pierre-François de Radio-Canada.
We're hearing a lot of background noise. I'm not sure if that's someone not speaking loudly enough into their phone when they're trying to ask their questions. Please speak up to ask your questions, and for those of you that have asked a question, please remute your line by pressing star 6. Go ahead with the
Alex,
next question.
Alex, Jean-François Baudry de Radio-Canada, est-ce que tu m'entends?
Oui.
Oui. Écoute, il y a eu beaucoup là, ce matin de réactions des partisans des Blue Jays qui étaient déçus, qui pensaient que tu faisais même partie de l'équipe, qui ont de la difficulté à comprendre puis à penser que tu ne seras plus là. Qu'est-ce que tu peux répondre à tous ces gens-là qui pensaient que tu faisais partie de cette équipe-là, en fait?
Je peux juste dire merci. En même temps, je m'excuse que on est venu à cette journée aujourd'hui, mais je peux juste dire merci pour tous les partisans, le support qu'on a eu. Puis, je pense qu'on est tous fiers de l'organisation, les partisans. C'était vraiment incroyable. Puis, je peux pas dire merci assez à tous les partisans pendant autour du Canada, puis même sûrement quand on était sur la route, sur les matchs aussi. Puis c'est pas une décision qui était facile, je peux dire ça. Et mais à la même temps, c'est une décision que je croyais que je fais pas là. C'était la bonne décision pour moi.
Et c'est à quel moment vraiment que ça s'est décidé tout ça? Parce que est-ce que lundi c'était déjà envisageable, lundi lors du bilan, ou ça a été vraiment dans les dernières heures?
On parlait parce que comme j'ai dit jeudi, comme j'ai dit lundi, c'était quelque chose que on avait cette semaine pour s'en parler. Puis on a hier après-midi, je crois que c'est là qu'on a réalisé que c'est pas vraiment le bon choix pour moi pour continuer.
Alex, Simon Dingley from CBC. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Alex, there's a lot of Blue Jay fans who are pretty angry out there today about the way this whole thing has been handled. What I know you love the team and the city and the organization, but what do you have to say to them about the way this has gone down?
Yeah, and I can't, and that's the thing. I think that's why it was so important for me to get on this call. I can't stress enough that I was handled, and this was handled exceptionally well. I was given all the time, all the respect, all the generosity, the time that I could have ever dreamed of. And again, that started from Mark Shapiro all the way to ownership. You know, at that level, I can't. You know, I know this is not an easy day for anybody. You know, when you have change like this, it's not something that, you know, I don't think any of us wanted this to happen, and I think I can speak for everybody involved, myself, Mark, ownership, and that's why, like I said, I own this decision. This is on me 100%. You know, Mark did everything he could, you know, for me to stay. Ownership did everything they could for me to stay, and I'm extremely appreciative and grateful of that. And I can't speak highly enough of what they did. So I think the fans need to know that you know, this is a decision I had to make, and it was, I don't know that I've had to make a harder decision in my life.
Thank you.
But you know, that was, and I felt that this is what I needed to do, and this was the right thing for the organization.
Thank you.
Alex, it's John Lott. Can you hear me?
Yep.
He did everything he could in order for you to stay, left with the conclusion that there was a power struggle here, there was something about autonomy over baseball operations. Are those fair conclusions?
No. No, and again, I would never get into specifics, but I never requested anything. I've never asked for anything. You know, I think that needs to be made clear. I think I just, like anything, I evaluate things. I have great discussions with all parties involved. I think I respect all parties involved as well. And after having some discussions, you know, I approached the ball club and Mark specifically and just said, look, I just don't think this is the right fit for me. And it didn't come with any caveats or things like that. And, again, everyone was very respectful, and I think, you know, they certainly wanted to, you know, continue to have dialogue to talk about it and see if there's other ways to, you know, for me to stay on, and I appreciated it. But no, this was not, it wasn't anything, again, not getting into specifics, but there wasn't anything like that at all. This was just something that I felt I had to make the decision, you know, and again, it's not an easy one because I've been here a long time, and you know, these jobs are about the people you work with, as much as you love the city and the organization and the country, but the people you work with day in and day out, and that's what makes it hard. You know, you build these relationships, you're here over time. That's what, you know, again, you want to win, and the winning's great, but the people you work with are what really make these jobs great because you spend so much time away from your family. So that's probably been the most challenging thing, you know, the last day or so.
If you never requested anything, were you told that things were going to be different in a way that you could not accept? Is that fair?
No, I think I don't think there's, well, I don't want to get into specific, but I don't think it was anything ever that concrete or firm or clear. I think there's just general discussions. And again, I was treated with unbelievable respect, dignity, class. Again, Mark was first class. Rogers was first class with me. I cannot be more grateful for that made it harder. It's hard to tell people that, you know, treat you that way, that, you know, that want you to be somewhere, and, you know, that ultimately you don't feel like it's the right place for you. So at the end of the day, it's I don't have anything but, you know, great things to say and praise. And I know people are going to try to read into things. But I just evaluated things going forward, and I just felt like it's not the right fit for me at this time.
Why isn't it the right fit?
Is that Steve? Yeah. You know what? I guess I just said want to keep that private and to myself, and you know, I'd never want to get into speculation and all that kind of stuff. I just think some of those things need to be kept private. But again, I don't have. If anything, all I have is praise.
Alex, tu tournes la page sur tes années avec les Blue Jays. Peux-tu peut-être nous mentionner quel a été ton meilleur coup comme directeur général?
J'ai jamais pensé de ça. Je suis pas sûr vraiment. Ça fait, you know, des années, puis tu fais tellement de travail. Je peux dire que les nouveaux uniformes, c'est que j'ai pas travaillé sur ça, mais c'est quelque chose que je trouve que c'était vraiment important pour nous, mais c'est pas quelque chose qui était mon travail, mais j'aimais pas les uniformes noirs puis tout ça, mais il y a pas vraiment une transaction, un moment que maintenant comme tu demandes ça, que ça vient dans ma tête.
Est-ce que c'était spécial pour toi d'avoir pu, avec l'organisation des Jays, de jouer devant les partisans de Montréal, de jouer au Stade olympique, où tu avais débuté avec les Expos à l'époque?
Oui, ça, c'était vraiment vraiment spécial pour moi, c'est sûr. C'est sûr que ça va être difficile de pas être là l'année prochaine avec les Red Sox, mais en même temps, je suis encore vraiment fier qu'ils vont continuer à jouer là, puis j'ai toute la confiance que je suis pas sur le camp, mais éventuellement, ils vont avoir une équipe à Montréal, puis de savoir que les Blue Jays ont fait partie, de peut-être aider un peu, ça me fait plaisir, puis je suis fier de ça aussi.
Alex, merci, bonne chance.
James Murray with the CBC. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Is it possible they were offering you the wrong job? If they'd offered you CEO, would you have taken it?
Yeah, I'm a baseball guy. I don't have interest in, you know, business operations, stadium operations. That's not where my heart lies. That's not my passion. That's not what, you know, that's not what really drives me. So, you know, the baseball side of the operations are what I enjoy, and I don't, at least at this stage of my life at 38, I don't see that changing. I don't aspire. That's not something that I aspire to do. That's not a role that I aspire to do. And it's not that I don't respect the role, and I think it's a tremendous job for those who enjoy it. But you know, I think, you know, obviously I've seen Paul Beeson over the years and Paul Godfrey before that. Just not something that I take great interest in. I know it's important, but it's, I just don't think it's where my my interest lies.
Alex, it's Rob from
Brendan Kennedy from the Toronto Star.
Yep.
You were named. Sorry, go ahead.
Alex, Brendan Kennedy from the Toronto Star. You were just named Baseball Executive of the Year by a panel of your peers. Do you have any reaction to that?
Yeah, you know what? I'd just been told that before I jumped on this call, and yeah, I mean, I could say that the fact that it comes from your peers means a ton, and very honored and grateful, I guess. But it's great award, and honestly, it's a reflection on the staff, and again, it's a reflection on the players, and you know, again, everyone thinks these jobs are not a one-man show. You have so many people involved at so many levels. So Gibby, the players, everyone in the front office staff. That's their award as well, because again, you only have one GM, but you know, you don't do it alone, and you have a lot of people involved, and you know, it's a great honor, and it's a great honor for all of them. And you know, I just found out literally before I got on this call, so I'd love to talk to some of those staff members that were on the front lines and you know, share that with them.
Can you appreciate the irony of that news coming today with the other news?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know when I don't know when they normally do that. I mean, I guess in past years it was normally announced at GM meetings. So I you know, I haven't really thought about it. It's just kind of come fast.
Exciting. This is actually your time with the Blue Jays and what you accomplished. I mean, how do you kind of characterize, you know, what you were able to do in your time with this franchise and what you were able to put together?
Yeah, I haven't reflected it because I don't think it's over. And I just, you know, I view the organization as it's obviously in a specific sport, but I think we saw this past summer. I guess I would say it's an extension of sports in Canada, communities in Canada, and I think that's not going to end. I think that's just going to continue to grow. So I think what's exciting is that this thing continue to move forward. And I think Mark's going to do an unbelievable job. I think the staff that's here is going to certainly support that, you know, Gibby as well. And obviously, you know, I didn't get to work on the business operations side. I didn't get exposed to that a whole lot. But, you know, I saw the work that they put in, that they do day in and day out, and to see where things have gone. So I just don't view it as there's so much that goes on with this organization and what we do. And you're talking about caravans and clinics coast to coast and the winter tour. And, you know, that's not a GM. GM doesn't get involved in that stuff. So that's a credit to everybody else. So I'm just excited about where this organization is headed, how far it's come, to see that the TV ratings were off the charts. The stadium was filled every night. The fan base was the talk of the league. You know, to win a division and, you know, a tough division, historically tough division with a lot of good teams this year trying to win, to be that close to get into the World Series. And you know, I think everyone would agree we had a World Series caliber team this year. I think those are all great organizational achievements. So, you know, I'm always going to be a fan of this Swiss place.
Alex, Frédéric Daigle de la Presse canadienne à Montréal. Pour qu'un directeur général canadien décide d'abandonner un poste comme celui-là alors que vous étiez prêt à travailler gratuitement quand vous êtes arrivé avec les Expos de Montréal, les différences philosophiques ont dû être majeures entre vous et la nouvelle organisation, j'imagine?
Non, je dirais jamais quelque chose comme ça. C'est juste, je croyais pas que c'est une place pour... Je suis pas sûr comment on peut dire fit en français, mais c'est juste, je crois pas que c'est la bonne place pour moi pour 2016 et les autres années, mais ça veut pas dire que l'organisation va pas être extrêmement, ça va être un gros succès. Que j'ai pas de doute du tout que avec tout qu'ils ont avec les propriétaires, avec Mark, avec tout le monde qui va être ici. J'ai toutes les confiances que ça va continuer puis ça va être meilleur que même on a eu en 2015.
Merci.
Alex, it's Mike Frascalante at McLean's. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you doing, Alex? I mean, many Jays fans are devastated. How are you? How do you feel today?
You know, it's been a whirlwind, so I don't know that I've had a chance to step back. I think the hardest thing is probably staff more than anything else, and that's. But I guess it's still fresh, right? So maybe over the next few days I'll get more of a feel for it. But I guess I'm just trying to get through all the emails and texts and phone calls and media requests, and then I'll have a chance to reflect on things.
Have you had a chance to talk to your family at all about it? Your brothers, your wife?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's, I think over time you always end up doing that. You have discussions with your family, but those are the ones that I obviously could confide in, and you know, I'm very close with family, like a lot of us are. But yeah, certainly they're fully supportive, and I wouldn't expect anything else.
Alex?
Yes.
Steve Buffering from the Toronto Sun.
All right.
You won't tell us exactly why you're leaving, but can you say whether it's obviously a business decision or more of a personal decision? And the other thing is, where do you think this leaves John Gibbons?
Yeah, I can't. Look, you guys know how I feel about John Gibbons overall. I think he's done a tremendous job. But yeah, I just don't think it's my place to comment any further than that, other than how I feel about him. I'm a little confused when you say a business and a personal decision. Business meaning,
well, if it was a
from a professional standpoint, from a financial standpoint, personal because of time off. I guess I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, why won't you tell us why you're leaving if it's strictly a business decision?
I just think there's certain things that need to be left private, and I understand the question overall. I just think there's certain things that should remain private and behind closed doors, and I know sometimes that's hard to hear and hard to understand, but I just think it's the right thing for the organization and the ball club and for everybody involved.
But don't you think it's coming eventually? It just doesn't make any sense that you're going to leave after such a great season with so many fans supporting you and the team, and suddenly you're just leaving without giving any particular reason why. I mean, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. It's just going to cause more questions than answers at this point.
Yeah, I understand. I guess I'm trying to. That's why I think I think the best way I can answer that is to just say that I was given every opportunity to stay here, every opportunity, and I cannot stress that enough. I was treated exceptionally well, from Rogers, from Mark Shapiro, from everybody at every level, and given every opportunity to continue on as the general manager of this ball club. And, ultimately I came to the decision that I just didn't think it was the right fit for me. And I know I'm kind of repeating it, and I wish I can get more detailed or more specific. I just don't think it's the appropriate thing to do at this time.
Okay,
and I understand where you're coming from,
It's just easier to open for, a lot of speculation now at this point.
And I think I just try to eliminate some of that by some of the things have come out. I mean, what I know, Rogers announced the length of the contract proposal, and that's fine. I think, like anything else, I just, it's one that it's, I guess it's, other than, I just didn't feel like this was, I guess the only word I can come up with is the right fit for me.
We've seen other general managers get, tens of millions of dollars. Was it a question of money?
No, I cannot be grateful and thank enough of Rogers and Mark. They were more than generous. I can't even beyond my wildest dreams in that respect. So. That's not. I think you guys know me. That's not what drives me. But at the same time, I can't thank them enough. And they did everything they could, and they absolutely, wanted me to come back, and that was ultimately my long term desire. And again, that was they did. It pulled out all the stops when it came to contractual finances. Rogers, Mark, they were outstanding. I mean, it's well beyond what I've even dreamt of. So I can't be grateful enough. for them even doing that.
We'll take just one or two more. If there is anything further.
Alex?
Yeah.
Again from the Toronto Star. There was a report that that Mark Shapiro scolded you for the number of prospects that you traded this season. Can you comment on that at all?
Yeah, I think the choice of words is very interesting. I mean, I think we're all grown men and everyone respects everybody, but I think there's some ridiculous reports out there, to be honest with you. And I guess, you know, the only thing, I don't think it's fair to even give credence to any fabrications or reports or things like that. I mean, all I can say is, you know, Mark treated me with all the respect and class that I could have asked for, and he was tremendous. And, you know, I can't say enough about that. So, you know, people want to speculate or go down that path. You know, I'm here to say that he treated me great. Rogers treated me great. And the word I use is great, grateful. Again and again, I have no complaints at all.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's Marc-Antoine Godin from La Presse in Montreal. I'm going to ask you two questions, one in English and one in French. First, in English, you said, we've seen over the past few months the negotiations to try and bring a new CEO. It goes back to December. Have you at any point felt that you were living this past season as a lame duck GM?
No, not at all. And again, I've never operated that way. And again, I can, you know, we had opportunities in the off season. You know, we had opportunities to trade guys like Travis and Osuna. And Osuna was just going to come in, and you know, and they were an A ball at the time, and for established players, I mean, star players, guys that were all stars the prior year. And we just felt long term those weren't the right decisions for the organization. And the same way that, look, we had a certain amount of, you know, financial room come the trade deadline, and, you know, we all know we wanted to add to the club. You know, we had a decision to make, you know, how much do we like Vladdy Guerrero Jr., and you look at, you know, $4 million signing bonus, and we had to pay a tax on that. There was never any thought of it was all always the long term. Like I've always said, I've always done this job, like you're going to be here 20 years or more. And, you know, could we have taken the Vladdy Guerrero money and reallocated to the big league team? No doubt about it. But was that, in my opinion, and our baseball operations group decision, opinion, the right thing to do for the organization in the long term? No. And, you know, those are some of the things that you need to balance over the course of time.
Mm-hmm. Et écoute, en français, on a mentionné tantôt, plutôt dans la conférence de presse, le retour possible des expos. Est-ce que tu t'imaginerais un jour être le directeur général des nouveaux expos de Montréal?
Je pense, même si tout arrive vraiment vite, je pense jamais de mes prochains travaux et des choses comme ça, parce que vraiment, jusque hier soir, je croyais que j'achèterais ici comme directeur gérant pour 20 ans, 30 ans, n'importe quel temps. Pour moi, j'aimerais prochainement avoir les expos, retourner à Montréal. Puis c'est ça me ferait content. J'aimerais ça que ça arrive. Après ça, c'est sûr que ça serait du fun. Mais en même temps, pour moi, j'aimerais juste ça pour avoir une équipe à Montréal encore.